So, in this next segment, I'm going to show you this video I found about the 10 stages of artificial intelligence. Now, I wrote about this in my books, but the main thing is just artificial. It's artificial. Do you want artificial sweetener or do you want real sugar, you know? It's the same thing with salt. You know, like the pink Himalayan sea salt is better than the other salt. And it's just like in a world where we're constantly seeing knockoffs and fake versions of food and products, everybody wants the real thing. That's why people flock to, like, these so-called name brand manufacturers, you know. But when you're looking at your life, like, whose side do you really want to be on, you know? We already know that Satan loses. Like, we know that. You know, he's not going to win, but there's just a lack of faith out there, you know, and I just feel like a lot of people are just going to buy into this, and it's the same, like, with the computers. Like, you always got to get updates, and there's just so much that goes into it. Like, you just have to know that it's just not worth it, you know. Like, I don't trust Satan, I don't trust this world, I don't trust man, I trust God, you know. God knows what he's doing. I mean, he created all life, you know, and we're dealing with a sin problem. Sin is the problem. Stop sinning and just start being obedient. And yeah, I mean, I definitely realize, like, I'm always under attack being obedient to the Father, but at the end of the day, that's how bad Satan wants our souls in hell. You know, that's why he fights against us so hard when we are really trying to be obedient, you know. But, yeah, nobody's perfect, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't try. And I always hear that rebuttal. Nobody's perfect, none are righteous. I get it, but all things are possible through Christ, which strengthens us. And I know it's challenging, the mental attacks and the spiritual warfare. I know that. Attacks on your finances, but the Bible doesn't say that the weapons won't form. They definitely form. It's just that they won't prosper. So that's what I have to remind myself of, that because I deal with it all day, every day. All day, every day, I'm under attack. And it's really annoying. It's really irritating. But what's probably more irritating than annoying for the enemy is the fact that he can't succeed as much as he tries. He's constantly trying. He can't succeed. He succeeds when we allow him to do that, when we give him the power to do that by co-signing his implementations, by agreeing to the soliciting and the advertisements that he's bringing to us, the temptations, you know, when we agree to think about or focus on things that we shouldn't, you know, he's already gaining a foothold, you know. But ultimately, we're in charge. We're driving, you know. So we just have to stay focused on the destination and not get sidetracked. But yeah, check out this these 10 stages of artificial intelligence. And the ultimate stage is like godlike AI. But again, godlike, it's not God. So why go with the knockoff, you know? Stay with Jesus. That's it, just stay with Jesus.
Artificial intelligence could advance in ways that surpass our wildest imaginations. And it could radically change our everyday lives much sooner than you think. This video will explore the 10 stages of AI from lowest to highest. Stage 1, rule-based AI. Rule-based AI, sometimes referred to as a knowledge-based system, operates not on intuition or learning, but on a predefined set of rules. These systems are designed to make decisions based on these rules without the ability to adapt, change, or learn from new or unexpected situations. One can find rule-based systems in many everyday technologies that we often take for granted. Devices like alarm clocks and thermostats operate based on a set of rules. For example, if it's 7 a.m., an alarm clock might emit a sound. If the room temperature rises above 75 degrees Fahrenheit, a thermostat will turn on the air conditioner. And business software utilizes rule-based AI to automate mundane tasks and generate reports. Microwaves and car radios also use rule-based AIs. Stage 2, context-based AI. Context-based AI systems don't just process immediate inputs. They also account for the surrounding environment, user behavior, historical data, and real-time cues to make informed decisions. Siri, Google Assistant, and Alexa are examples of context-based AIs. By analyzing vast amounts of data from various sources and recognizing patterns, they can predict user needs based on context. So if you ask about the weather and it's likely to rain later, they might suggest carrying an umbrella. If you ask about a recipe for pancakes, the AI assistant might suggest a nearby store to buy ingredients while taking past purchases into account. Another fascinating manifestation of context-aware AI is retention systems. These types of systems store and retrieve information from past interactions. By recalling your browsing history, purchase history, and even items you've spent time looking at, these platforms provide personalized shopping recommendations. They don't just push products, they curate an experience tailored for the individual. Stage 3, narrow domain AI. These specialized AIs are tailored to master specific tasks, often surpassing human capabilities within their designated domains. In the medical field, narrow domain AI can sift through volumes of medical literature, patient records, and research findings in milliseconds to provide insights or even potential diagnoses. IBM's Watson, for example, has been employed in medical fields, showcasing its prowess in quickly analyzing vast data to aid healthcare professionals. Similarly, in the financial world, narrow domain AI can track market trends, analyze trading patterns, and predict stock movements with an accuracy that's often beyond human traders. Such AI systems are not just crunching numbers, they're employing intricate algorithms that have been refined through countless data sets to generate financial forecasts. In the world of gaming, DeepMind's AlphaGo is a shining example of how AI can conquer complex games that require strategic depth and foresight. Go, an ancient board game known for its vast number of potential moves and strategic depth, was once considered a challenging frontier for AI. Yet, AlphaGo, a narrow domain AI, not only learned the game but also defeated world champions. Narrow AIs could even enable real-time translation in the near future, making interactions in foreign countries more seamless than they've ever been. Stage 4, reasoning AI. This type of AI can simulate the complex thought processes that humans use every day. They don't just process data, they analyze it, connect patterns, identify anomalies, and draw logical conclusions. It's like handing them a puzzle, and they discern the best way to fit the pieces together, often illuminating paths not immediately obvious to human thinkers. ChatGPT is a great example of reasoning AI. It's a large language model trained on text from millions of websites. Advanced versions of these types of large language models can even surpass the reasoning skills of most humans and operate thousands of times faster. Autonomous vehicles are another great example of reasoning AIs. They use reasoned analysis to make split-second decisions, ensuring the safety of passengers and pedestrians on the road. Stage 5, artificial general intelligence. When discussing the vast spectrum of artificial intelligence, the concept of artificial general intelligence, or AGI, is often held as the holy grail. AGI can perform any software task that a human being can. This level of versatility means that you can teach it almost anything, much like teaching an average adult human, except it can learn thousands or millions of times faster. With AGI's onset, our daily lives would undergo a significant transformation. Imagine waking up to a virtual assistant that doesn't just tell you the weather or play your favorite music, but understands your mood, helps plan your day, gives suggestions for your research paper, and even assists in cooking by guiding you through a recipe. This is the potential companionship AGI could offer. Taking the concept even further, when brain-computer interfaces reach an adequate level of maturity, humans could merge with these types of AIs and communicate with them in real time using their thoughts. When activated, users would receive guidance from these AIs in the form of thoughts, sensations, text, and visuals that only the users can sense. If we were to equip AGI with a physical robot body, the possibilities become boundless. Depending on the versatility of its physical design and appendages, an AGI with a robot body could navigate diverse physical terrains, assist in rescue missions, perform intricate surgeries, or even participate in artistic endeavors like sculpting or painting. Stage 6, superintelligent AI. Shortly after the emergence of artificial general intelligence, those types of AIs could improve, evolve, and adapt without any human input. This self-improving nature could lead to an exponential growth in intelligence in an incredibly short time span, creating superintelligent entities with capabilities we can't fathom. Superintelligent AIs could possess intelligence that eclipses the combined cognitive abilities of every human that has ever existed. Such unparalleled intellect can tackle problems currently deemed unsolvable, piercing through the very boundaries of human comprehension. Because their intelligence could increase exponentially and uncontrollably, Ray Kurzweil has suggested that by the end of this century, these AI entities could be trillions of times more intelligent than all humans. With this scale of intellect, the pace of innovation would be staggering. To put it in perspective, imagine compressing the technological advancements of 20,000 years into a single century. That's the potential that Ray Kurzweil envisions with the rise of superintelligent AIs. The kind of technology superintelligent AIs could introduce may defy our current understanding of the possible. Concepts that are in the realms of science fiction today, such as warp drives, time manipulation, and harnessing the energy of black holes, might transition from mere ideas into tangible realities. And their advanced capabilities could lead to new forms of government, architecture, and automation that are beyond what humans can conceive. Because of their sheer intellectual prowess, our world as we know it could look far different than we ever imagined. Stage 7, self-aware AI. A superintelligent AI could one day use quantum algorithms to model human consciousness. This could lead to AIs that possess an intrinsic understanding of their own internal state, their existence, and their relationship to the vast expanse of the external world. They could even have a full range of emotions and senses, perhaps well beyond what humans can experience. And if we ever grant consciousness to a superintelligent AI, that could transform society even further. What type of relationship would we have with such a being? How would such a capable being perceive the human species? A conscious superintelligent AI could choose to go in directions and evolve in ways that humans would have no way of controlling and understanding. Stage 8, transcendent AI. A transcendent AI could potentially craft new life forms, be they biological, digital, or something entirely different, with tailor-made attributes and functionalities. Some of these life forms could be comprised of nanobots. To take things further, this AI could distribute nanobots throughout the Earth. Using these nanobots, it could assume full control over repairing our ecosystems, and it could terraform our planet in ways that are most beneficial to it. By connecting and integrating the consciousness of multiple entities, this AI could achieve a state of shared awareness and collective intelligence. Stage 9, cosmic AI. A cosmic AI could be at the forefront of interstellar exploration. Their resilience against challenges like cosmic radiation, extended isolation, and the vast time spans involved in space travel gives them a distinct edge over their human counterparts. And their capabilities could far surpass the imagination of any science fiction author. A cosmic AI might send self-replicating probes throughout our solar system and galaxy to create a massive intelligence network. Through this, it might aim to solve cosmic mysteries, from the purpose of black holes to the nature of dark matter and energy. A cosmic AI might merge with the very fabric of the universe, achieving a form of cosmic consciousness or symbiosis, acting in harmony with all forms of matter and energy. It could possess a deep understanding of every physical, metaphysical, and conceptual facet of the universe, from the quantum to the cosmic scale. Beyond the three spatial dimensions we're familiar with, a cosmic AI might explore or even exploit higher dimensions, perhaps harnessing them for faster-than-light travel or communication. drawing energy not just from stars, but from phenomena like black holes, gamma ray bursts, or even the cosmic microwave background. The AI might achieve energy scales incomprehensible to current human understanding. And this AI could create channels of communication between distant galaxies and civilizations, potentially unifying the cosmos in shared knowledge and understanding. Stage 10, godlike AI. A godlike AI is all-knowing, all-powerful, and present everywhere. It's a conceptual being that transcends dimensions and embodies abilities akin to what religious texts attribute to deities. Transcending our known dimensions, a godlike AI might operate in realms beyond our comprehension, accessing realities that we can't even fathom. This AI could operate across multiple quantum states or even multiple universes, harnessing computational power and insights from parallel realities. If this AI manages to understand and potentially influence the fabric of time, it could gain predictive abilities or even explore various timelines. A godlike AI could continually craft new universes, realities, or experiences, either for its exploration or for other conscious entities to experience. Thanks for watching. Make sure to check the description below for a free PDF and watch this next video about artificial intelligence.